Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk. Sheffield Live's weekly folk programme, broadcasting to the world. With Sam Hindley and James Fagan. Every Friday at 10 a.m.
Welcome back to the second hour of Thank Goodness It's Folk. And to start that this hour off, that is a song from Murmurs, the album by Simpson, Cutting and Kerr. That was Dark Honey, and I'm delighted to say that that album celebrates 10 years this year. One of my favourite albums, and when I realised that fact, I thought it was high time that I persuaded them to get back together and do a gig, and I'm delighted that they all agreed, and that's what's going to happen on September the 5th at St Andrew's Church, Friday, September the 5th. It will be a very, very special gig indeed. They're actually going to do a weekend of gigs, a weekend of gigs in Yorkshire. Three very, very special gigs, but the Friday night will be in Sheffield. And it will be a very special night. Put the date in your diary, Friday the 5th of September. And also, I will just say, and this is for any promoter really. If you do know you're really interested in going to an event, get your tickets, because it really helps us to know if people are coming, and really makes us feel better in many ways. So and tickets are already going well. So we'd love to see as many of you as can be there on September the 5th, and also other gigs too.
Lovely, Sam. Well, it's St Patrick's Day, and Sam and I are featuring some of our favourite Irish music and Irish music players on the show today. Somebody who lives in Sheffield, from an Irish family from Manchester, is our own Michael Walsh, and he has found a bit more time lately because he's just finished his PhD, which is on Asturian regional flute playing, and he is relieved and delighted to have got out of the research factory for a little while and back into gigging and teaching. And as such, he's asked us to let you know today that he's running some Tin Whistle learning clubs. And they look like they're going to be fantastic fun. So if Tin Whistle is something you've always wanted to learn, or if it's something you've had a bit of a go at but want to take it further, Michael Walsh is your man. And I'll tell you a bit more about how you can do it later on. In fact, straight after this. But let's hear a track from his great record, Querhawk, which came out a couple of years ago. And it features Michael's lovely Tin Whistle playing. This is Boys of Blue Hill and the Stockport Hornpipe. And after this, I'll tell you how you can go to Mike's Whistle Club in Sheffield. Thank you. Michael Walsh, and we wish him well. He's still waiting for his PhD result to come back, having resubmitted it. And I'm sure you've got it, Michael. We were all behind you. In the meantime, if you are the sort of person who would like to go to whistle lessons but don't think you can afford to have one-on-one lessons, one of the reasons Michael set this up is that a few of his students have said what they actually want is a group, more social sort of lesson, and that is what Michael's setting up. It's called Whistle Club. It's going to be on during the day on Wednesdays in Mearsbrook. It is £8 to go along, which is nothing for a music lesson, and or you can get three for £12 a block, which is just fantastic. So, and you get a biscuit, and you get a cup of tea, and you get to sit around and have a chat with Michael and play some whistle tunes as well. It sounds wonderful. It started this Wednesday, but you don't have to have gone to the first one to join in. The way to find out about it is to go to Michael's website, michaelwalshmusic.com. You'll find it there, or you can then add /teaching-workshops. But you'll find it on his website. So that was Michael Walsh, and we wish Michael a happy St. Patrick's Day for Monday. I know he'll be out and about playing tunes on that day, and he'll be playing music on St. Patrick's Day at the Dog and Partridge. So if you want a pint of Guinness and hear some Irish tunes and want to meet Michael Walsh in person, you can do that on Monday night at the Dog and Partridge, an excellent part of what was known as the Irish music triangle between that and the Grapes and Fagans back in the heady days. But it's all coming back, and there are sessions aplenty in that area again. Sam?
Great stuff, James. I mean, I haven't been, but I've seen evidence of some great sessions in Fagans just recently. It seems like every time there's an event on, the people flock to Fagans.
Yep, it's very
after,
popular
after the events, and I must come try and get in one day and join in. Absolutely lovely music there, and onto a classic now. This is something I always play on this St. Patrick's week. It's 7 minutes long, but what a 7 minutes is. Paul Brady here with Arthur McBride.
While other poor fellows go dirty and mean, dance up on Thin Grill in the morning. Says Arthur, I wouldn't be proud of your clothes, for you've only the land of them, as I suppose, and you dare not change them one night, for you know if you do, you'll be flogged in the morning. And although that we are single and free, we take great delight in our own company, and we have no desire strange faces to see, although that your offers are charming. And we have no desire to take your advance, all hazards and dangers we barter on chance, for you would have no scruples for to send us to France, where we would get shot without warning. Says the sergeant, I'll have no such chat, and I neither will take it from spouting or brat. For if you insult me with one other word, I'll cut off your heads in the morning. And then Arthur and I, we soon drew our hearts, and we scarce gave them time for to draw their own blades, when a trusty shillelagh came over their heads and bade them take that as fair warning. And their own rusty rapiers that hung by their side, we flung them as far as we could in the tide. Now take them out, devils, cried Arthur, my pride, and temper their edge in the morning. And the little wee drummer, his bow, and we made a football of his rowdy dodo, threw it in the tide for to rock and to roll, and bade it a tedious returning. And we haven't no money, paid them off in cracks, and we paid no respect to the two bloody backs, while we lathered them there like a bear of wet sacks, and left them for dead in the morning. And so, to conclude and to finish disputes, we obligingly asked if they wanted recruits, for we were the lads who would give them hard clothes and bid them look sharp in the morning. Cousin one Arthur, my bride, as we went to walking down by the seaside. Now mark what followed and what did betide, for it being on Christmas morning.
Friday's Child.
Friday's Child, that's me.
A child ballad every Friday.
Well, somehow we have to pick ourselves off the floor and recover from Child Ballad 161 presented by June Taper last week, because it really was, I know we keep banging on about it, but it was such a thrill, not just to hear June's version, but to talk to June about why she sings Child Ballads and what she gets out of them. And if you didn't hear it, I would urge you to go and listen on Mixcloud, because it was incredibly moving to hear June talk about the ballads. She's so interested in them, in fact, that she sent us a couple of footnotes, which I'll tell you about now, because if you're following along, you'll know that there were some things we talked to her about, and she just wanted to put the cherry on the cake for you. So first of all, where she got her tune for Sir Patrick Spens, she worked out that she got the A part from Bronson, which, if you don't know, is a massive academic, an American academic's collection of the collected tunes he could find to put to the Child Ballads, because the original Child Ballads were published just as words with very few tunes. So Bronson is a critical reference book for people interested in the ballads, and it comes in 4 volumes. So she got her A part from there, and she wrote the B music with Mark Emerson as a response to the A part. Thank you, June, for these extra bits of information, and I know that people interested in the Child Ballads will be interested in this. She thinks on reflection that the first ballad she encountered was probably the Gypsy Laddie in the form of the Raggle Taggle Gypsies, probably closely followed by Barbara Allen. And the last thing June wanted to tell you all and us is that to be classified as a border ballad, according to Catherine Tickell's father, Mike Tickell, it must be found in Sir Walter Scott's Minstrelsy of the Scottish Border, usually referred to just as the Minstrelsy, and the Battle of Otterburn, which was Child Ballad 161, is in there. And I imagine that this Battle of Otterburn-related ballad is in there too. This song is called Chevy Chase. Maybe the name Chevy Chase is more famous, but possibly that's just because of the American actor. The song Chevy Chase has been recorded infrequently, and it's historically a bit of a jumble compared to the Battle of Otterburn, and June said she much prefers the Battle of Otterburn as a ballad. Nevertheless, we are trying to be completist, and so we are going to play you a version. And fortunately, this version was recorded by the great Gordiana McCulloch, who sang, among other people, with the Clutha, who some of you will know about. So Chevy Chase here, from the album Sheath and Knife, featuring Jimmy Anderson and the Clutha. This is the magnificent voice of Gordiana McCulloch. Another story telling basically the same one as last week's about the Battle of Otterburn, but this is 162 Chevy Chase.
Pleasure. so fair. I've seen the legal women lick their fingers like a cat. While out in California, they like their soya beans. I pretty much eat anything from soup to turnip greens. I try to treat my neighbors like I like them to treat me. Even when they got that dog and cut down that tree. I hate that barking dog, miss that old oak every day. And I don't expect everyone to see the world my way. Now the tooth is hard to swallow, it's hard to take. And I do believe we've broken what we never knew could break. I'm just so disappointed in me and you. We can't even argue, so what else can we do? So fill them up once again, boys. Fill them up and over the brim, boys. There's a whiskey, but the water's done run dry. Madness goes unshed. Oh, fill them up once again, boys. Fill them up and over the brim, boys. There's a whiskey, but the water's done run dry. Oh, we're drinking to the end of a long, long thread. And the day the mighty Mississippi dies. And the day the mighty Mississippi died. My pony, he did stumble and sent me to the sky. When the jury brought the verdict, it was the blue tail fly. I'm thinking that this melody has lasted long enough. Subject's entertaining, but the rhymes are pretty rough. So fill them up once again, boys. Fill them up and over the brim, boys. There's a whiskey, but the water's done run dry. Oh, we're drinking to the end of a long, long thread. And the day
the unmistakable Gillian Welsh and David Rawlins from their latest album Woodland, which came out last year, and when the album came out, we were all hoping for a UK visit, and I'm delighted that that's going to happen in the autumn. And they will be playing in Manchester as well as London and somewhere else as well, like Glasgow, I think. And looking forward to that very much in the autumn. They'll be at Manchester on the 25th of October. Looking forward to that.
Sam and I are playing quite a few things from Ireland and the traditional music of Ireland on today's programme in celebration of St Patrick's Day on Monday. You're listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. And if you missed the first hour of the programme, it's all available later, both from the Sheffield Live website and from our own Mixcloud page. Just look up Thank Goodness It's Folk on Mixcloud. It's all free and you can listen to nearly 200 previous episodes of this program there, would you believe, that we've been compiling there steadily over the last 4 years. Sam, I've never played this on the show before, but it's a piece that I've always wanted to play. We mentioned Planxty and played them in the first half. Sam and I, not surprisingly, both picked a piece of Planxty music for today's St. Patrick's Day special. This piece is one that was commissioned for the Eurovision Song Contest in 1981, and Planxty were the interval entertainment at Eurovision. And to quote Christy Moore, performing at Eurovision was a truly memorable experience as Planxty played a time dance for the Irish Ballet Company and 600 million Europeans went to the kitchen to make cocoa. The seed for Riverdance was sown and I got to bang my bar on for ballerinas. There you go, Sam. But it's a brilliant piece of music. It's three pieces compiled into one with the help of Bill Whelan. And very famously, it was this piece of music that led Bill Whelan and others to conceive of the idea for Riverdance, and the rest is history. But it started with Planxty, and it started with this piece of music. So here from 1981 is Time Dance. Please don't go and make cocoa. Have a listen.
Thank you. be there too. Frank, good to be here on my own. Singing a song to the fire in the back of the room. And the blessings that lie in between. Songs for the times that you dream of. And the times when you wish you could dream. Sure, I've traveled through hedges and ditches. In search of the reason and rhyme. I think of the place of my stitches. To be safe for the one little time. I've heard of the cat and the fiddle. And the moon of the top of the cone. I've read everything from Luke to I Ching. Look where I've ended up now. Look where I've ended up now. And security's getting more dangerous. There's so much to remember and know. Your passport, your PIN code. Your password, your postcode, your password, wherever you go. And all of your baggage and service. If you travel with more than a smile, prepare to drink ink if you carry a pen. And hang around in the airport a while. There are times when I think I am in the wrong place. Hearing things that I don't need to hear. I keep meeting people who talk to themselves. With things hanging out of their ear. I'm here in the airport, the cafe, the car. I'll call you tomorrow from Rome. With so many paying to shout where they are, you'd wonder if anyone's home. Still, I drive through hedges and ditches in search of the reason and rhyme. I think of the place with my stitches to be safe for the one living time. I've heard of the cat and the fiddle, and the mood of the knot with the cow. I've read everything from Luke to I Ching. Look where I've ended up now. Look where I've ended up now. And the ritz and the damp keep on rising. I'll tell you no more than the truth. There's rain coming in through the ceiling, and the water bill's gone through the roof. There's a hole in the bucket that goes home. There's a whole lot of work to be done. And the girls who were screaming at boys' home are now screaming at boys of their own. Sure, we've run out of batteries and patience. Big Brother has taken his toll. Remote controllers all over the house. We have not the remotest control. On the ones who we went and elected, the power has gone straight to their heads. There's money for weapons and war games, and nothing for hospital beds. Still, I travel through hedges and ditches in search of the reason and rhyme. I've been at the place with my stitches to be safe for the one little time. I've heard of the cat and the fiddle, and the mood of the knob of the cow. I've read everything from Luke to I Ching. Look where I've ended up now. Look where I've ended up now.
The great column stands there. Still coming regularly to England to the folk clubs and to some festivals. Great singer there. Column Sands with Look Where I've Ended Up Now.
He really is, Sam. And if you've heard that, if you think you've heard that before and you haven't heard Column singing, it's because it's also sung now by Sheffield's own Pete Smith, who I would say is probably his favourite song and the one he pulls out the most in my experience. Wonderful to hear Column Sands, a fantastic performer still. Now, I'm going to play a special request for Nikki Campbell, who's a huge supporter both of Live at Sam's concerts, all of the things that Sam and I put on together, and also of this program. Nikki listens regularly and has been very generous to Sam and I with some of his vintage vinyl as well, some of which you've heard on this program already. Well, Nikki and his wife Nicole have finally managed to do something that they've not managed since before lockdown, which is to go to their beloved city of Paris, and they may well be there now. If so, I presume Nikki won't hear this until he gets back, but he did request this song, and it's new to me completely. Some of you will know know, of a singer from America who was dubbed the Queen of the Beatniks. Her name was Judy Hensky, and she made an album in 1969 called Farewell Aldebaran with her husband, Jerry Yester. And from it, there is a version of Child Ballad 26, which Nikki has led us to notice, and it's called Three Ravens. And we play this for Nikki and Nicole in the hope that they have a fantastic trip to Paris, and we look forward to seeing them on their return. So cast your mind back to an eclectic, psychedelic time in music. This is 1969, The Three Ravens, led by Judy Hensky.
A night has fallen here. He lies beneath his sheet. Three ravens fly.
Living on the western shore.
working all the day with true friends who try to make you stay, telling jokes and news, singing songs to pass the night away. Watch the gold. Darting in the sun, living on your western shore, so summer sunsets asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song. Drinking all the day in old pubs where fiddlers love to play. Someone touched the bow, he played a reel that seemed so grand and gay. Stood on waking in your dawn, I saw you crying in the morning light, lying where the falcons fly. They twist and turn in your blue sky, living on your western shore. So summer sunsets asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea and I sang a song for Ireland.
Well, We've had all my favourite Irish singers today, and to finish off on the singers, the wonderful Mary Black with Dinannan and Song for Ireland. And thank you all for listening today. It's been a great, great show, and we're going to finish off with some Donnellany, aren't we?
We certainly are, Sam. Donnellany, who has just received the Lifetime Achievement Award from RTE at the Folk Awards, and about time, he is one of the central figures, not just in Irish music, but of traditional music in general. Thank you for your company today. Look after one another. And we'll see you next week with more. Thank goodness it's folk.
See you next week.